Friends, welcome back to another week of Chit Chat About Nothing in Particular. My name's DJ.
And I'm Roxy Andrews, and I'm here to make it clear.
I
know you love me, baby. That's why you brought me here.
No.
It's your girl, Alexa.
We usually say our real names.
I did. I'm Roxy Andrews, and I'm here to make it clear.
If it's not clear by now, that's not Darren on the other side of this call.
That what? Is.
Oh, wait, you didn't even know? It was even a twist to you that you were you?
Yeah. It's been a long week.
Hella surprised. It's a Tuesday.
I said what I said.
long week. You know what? All joking aside, I feel you, though. Context for anyone who doesn't know. Although, I'm just kind of running down the list of people I know definitely listen to this podcast. You all know who Alexa is. But here we go anyway. Alexa is my longtime true love. Love me longtime girlfriend. Care about her so much. Lives with me girlfriend.
Aww. Cute.
And she's fine. So she's here.
All right. I love her so much. Oh my God, she's like perfect. She's like my everything, but also she's like a total bitch.
But also she's just like fine. Like on a scale of one to a total bitch, she's okay.
She's like, I love her. Oh my God, like she's like perfect and whatever. But she's like, honestly, I kind of like hate her so much. Like she's just like so annoying. But like I love her. Like she's like my sister. But like, oh my God, I just want to like stab her with a fork.
I hope that everybody is okay with the direction this show is taking. Darren has decided to take a super permanent sabbatical and he's never, ever coming back. And he's not
good.
My friend anymore. No. No, Darren just had an 11-hour workday and we were already releasing a late episode. And I was like, listen, Darren, I'm going to be done rehearsal at 9. I'm going to be home by 9:30. We're going to bang out a solid episode of this podcast and I'll see you at home. And by at home, I mean see you never because we don't live in the same place. And then I didn't get out of rehearsal till like almost 10. And Darren was like, I worked 11 hours today and I have a big headache. And
whatever,
so,
Darren, I was at school for 12 hours. Fight me.
And he's like, I don't know if we can do this. And I was like, hey, man, you know what? You do you. And we've been talking about this for a while. We didn't know when it was going to happen exactly. But I mean, the whole reason that the show isn't called Darren and DJ Do a Fart Joke is that, well, A, we don't always do fart jokes. And B, it's
are
not
sure?
It's not always Darren and DJ. The whole idea is that I host and I talk to my friends. And now, friend is an interesting word for me and Alexa. Given...
Yeah, I was going to say, like, what are we?
Like, what are we? Should we have this conversation?
Like, I don't really, like, want to put a label on it, but, like, what are we?
Gosh, I mean, 7 years, you'd think that by now we would at least be at, like, hand-holding, but... But still no skin-to-skin contact for these fools, so just some regular old looking. I love looking.
Twin beds with a lot of looking. One day we'll push them together and hold hands.
And look harder. Oh, yeah? Look at me?
Oh, my God. Look at me in the eyes? Oh, my God. Don't blink. Don't blink. Don't blink.
Can you imagine eye contact while holding hands at the same time? You know how intense that would be?
Instant nut.
P.S. I just want you to know that now that you're also recording this podcast in this house at this kind of hour at night, you're now also very aware of what it feels like to be in a room and shout things like instant nut when you know your landlord at any minute could just like look down and be like, ugh, they're yelling about nut again. Like,
I can't think of anything funny to say to that. It's just so true.
No, I know. It's just so bizarre to think about the fact that there's a person on the other side of these walls. Or this ceiling, who's just like
honestly,
up there like, oh man, they're yelling about nut again.
Honestly, I'm really surprised that we haven't gotten like a letter like given to us that's just like, hey, can you stop yelling about nuts and can you not say like the word hat really loud at 3 a.m, DJ?
One time we were watching RuPaul's Drag Race and I was making a big deal about Santino Rice's hats, but then there was a whole season, it was like his last season on Drag Race, where he just stopped wearing hats for some reason, And then, but it was this whole thing where every time it would be like, cover girl, put the bass. And like, everybody was looking at Rue's dress and I was just sitting there fucking getting jacked up. Just like, where's his hat? What hat's it going to be? I can't wait to see this hat. Cause that dude has dope hats. But then
can wear a fucking hat.
That dude fucking hats, dude. But like, he just, it would get to the judges table and it'd be like, shake the dice and steal the rise. It's Santino. And then Santino would be like, hey, Rue. And he's just bald as fuck. And I'm like, no, you wear hats for a reason.
And then one episode, it'd been like 4 or 5 in a row of him not wearing hats.
It was awful.
And then, so we're watching the intro and Rue's like, ha ha ha. And like puts her arm up in the air, all fabulous as she does. And she's like strutting her stuff down the runway. And then she's like, shake the dice and steal the rice, Santino. And DJ's sitting out there all like mediocre. And then it goes to Santino and he's wearing like this great fedora and he just yelled, hat! And it was like 1 in the morning.
That's generous. It was like 2 a.m. for real.
Wow. Oh my God. Big difference.
It was one of those like weeks in our time at school where we didn't actually have a lot going on at the time. And so we could just stay up till 2 a.m. and watch Drag Race.
But yeah, I was like, DJ, it's like 2 in the morning. You can't just yell hat. And that's the story of how we should have gotten evicted basically a week after moving in.
We absolutely would not have gotten evicted for that. One time we did have our mutual friend Jelaine over and we were drinking and shouting about, what was that topic again? Oh yeah, nothing. Literally nothing. Just shouting at the top of our lungs until 2 a.m. And the next day our landlord just found Alexa and was like, you kept me up. You kept my daughter up.
I felt so bad.
I know, I felt bad too, but it's in the past. It's water under the bridge, and now, you know, it's fine.
Oh, I want to tell a story.
Oh, please do.
I will. Just do wait, okay?
I'm waiting.
So our landlord has, like, the best cat in the world.
Oh my God, James.
His name is James. He's thick, and he's slick. Like, so he does this thing. We have a sliding glass door. That's how you get into our suite. And everyone,
which is how you can tell that we're really fancy.
We're so fancy. We're just like, we just like have a lot of money, but we just like to live like how like the poor people live sometimes, just to like be humble. Anyway, so we live in a basement and we have a sliding glass door as our front door. It's fabulous. And the cat that lives upstairs every once in a while goes outside and he likes to come down and visit and he like boops his little snoot on the door and he's super cute. And then every once in a while though, he manages to like squish his way. Like if we're like coming in or out or I open the door to pet him, he like gets inside the house.
It's
and we
cute,
have to, like,
but it's
get him
so
out.
Annoying.
So last week or something, we were coming home and it was like 11 and we were sleepy. And we walk in the house. DJ goes in. I go in. I leave the door open. I turn around to close it. And all of a sudden, the cat runs by me and goes into our bedroom and, like, under our bed. And I was like, cat? And it took us, like, a little too long to get him out from under there. Because he's, like, one of those cats that just, like, wants to see people and doesn't want anyone to touch him or go near him. He's like, I want to, like, check out your house. And then he does. And then I can't grab him and get him out of it because he's scared of me because he doesn't know me and it was an ordeal.
He's simultaneously so amazing and adorable and also so awful for that reason. He if you're looking for like a really good mental image of what James's whole like deal is, he's this light gray gorgeous cat, but he's, and I don't know cat breeds at all, but he's that kind of cat that's like in memes where it's like darting from left to right, reacting
to
shit.
He's got like one of those like squishy-ish faces and like chubby cheeks. He's like the kind of cat that I would say would look really awesome, like in one of those videos where there's cats with like a piece of bread on their face, just like freaking. He's like
a
one
loaf of,
those. Of
bread on their face.
Not a whole loaf. That'd be really aggressive.
Putting a whole loaf of bread on a cat's head. Just like, what are you going to do with it?
What's he going to do? Yeah, because we have that kind of money where we can spare a whole entire loaf of bread for the goof.
Sometimes I just buy bread and like, I know they tell you not to feed bread to certain animals like ducks, but sometimes I don't feed it to them. I just get a whole loaf of bread and just huck it just near them. And then I run over and I take it away. Then I get them to chase me.
don't get this bit.
That's how I get animals to play hide and seek with me. It's not a bit. This is fun. This is good quality.
It's not a bit. It's just my life.
It's just good quality American fun.
Okay.
Who doesn't love a good Sunday at the park with their whole family when they get a loaf of bread and they make the animals play hide and seek with them?
Who doesn't love a good Sunday at the park with George, am I right?
The curious one?
Never mind.
Are you the man in the yellow hat?
I was doing like a play thing, like a theater joke.
Oh, was that a theater joke?
Yeah, Sunday in the park with George is a musical?
Oh, hold on. Let me mark the calendar for a theater joke on this podcast, because I'm going to need to know when the first one happened.
Yeah. It's a Sondheim musical.
Oh. You know what else is a Sondheim musical?
Into the Woods.
Into the Woods.
Yeah.
Into the Woods is on my mind a lot lately, because that's the musical that I'm currently performing in. I'm in the Pit Band. It's a lot of fun.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. I play percussion in the Pit Band. I don't think it's really necessary to dive into it so much, mostly because I don't know how many people are really going to understand when I say, man, Sondheim's all kind of fucked up. I don't know how many people are going to nod along and go, yup, sure is. I know that good Sondheim. That's that good humor that I came to this podcast for.
Oh my God, when's he going to tell another Sondheim joke? I'm almost finished.
When's the Sondheim humor going to finish me off?
Gross. Speaking of theater humor, can I tell you a story about theater school that I go to?
I love stories, and I love that you go to school. Tell it.
Okay.
Tell it quick.
So, theater school is simultaneously like not what you think, like what you assume theater school is going to be, in that we work really, really hard, and it's not like, oh my God, that's so fun, but like what I'm going to tell you next is going to counteract that. There's a class that I'm not in, but I have friends in. It's like a design one.
Okay.
And it's basically like an intro to design, and one of the projects that you had to, this was a story that I'm telling at second hand.
Okay.
So good. There was a project that had to be done. It was like a self-portrait one. So you could either like do a literal self-portrait or do something else that like reflected you.
Okay.
And one girl, I have been told, went outside for hers and did this like weird abstract movement piece where she was like a tree or something and gave everybody like garbage, like plastic bottles and stuff. And it's like, while I do my movement, please throw garbage at me. And like, she went outside and like did this whole thing and got everyone to throw literal trash at her. And when the prof was like, cool, can you elaborate more on what that meant? She went, no.
See, I'm all for like forms of art when like, as soon as people explain them, you're like, wow, that's really unique and interesting. And that's like such a cool take on how, you know, people wouldn't normally perceive art that way. But when people do shit for the sake of doing it and then they respond with, I can't elaborate on that. It's like, okay, well, are you even really doing it?
Yeah.
Right then?
Like, I assume like the project was really cool. Like, I would have wanted to see that and I would have loved to have learned more about what it meant. And I think you can elaborate a little bit without giving it all away. But like, totally. It was just the fact, what got me is just the, can you tell me more? No. No, I can't. It reminds me of like those old people that like type stuff onto like big companies, like Facebook pages. Like I saw one where this guy was just like, he was like, as you know, like I don't really express my feelings a lot. And it was on like a Walmart page and they were like, tell us more. And he was like, I've said enough. Like, that's what this reminds me of.
Okay, can I talk to you about other kinds of trash?
Please do.
Okay,
is it about me?
Okay, so yeah, it's all about you. Plug your ears, it's a bad story. So I went to a concert last night and I saw different kinds of trash that I'm not used to seeing. I went and saw I'll talk about that later. But I went to a concert last night, and on the dance floor in front of me, there was this couple who I'm pretty convinced that as they walked in the door, they looked at each other and they were like, we should probably try and make sure that everybody around us is as physically uncomfortable to be near us as possible. and let's just fucking party down and see if we can get other people to fuck us while we're there. And it's like, wait, what? And then they were just like, they were dancing and it was fine. And they were doing some grinding that the kids do. And then they had,
you
like,
know what the kids are calling it? Grinding.
And then they had like hands on each other. And I was like, yeah, I'm all for mutual touching. Love it. And then they were like making some pretty serious moves. And I was like, wow, look at those. Look at his hands on her butt. I love this dance that they're doing. And then he like picked her up, had her like, she was straddling his waist. And then his next dance move was just dry humping her. Like there was no tomorrow. And it was unbelievable. And she was like, she had a hand up like she was riding a mechanical bull. She was like, yeah, this concert, I'm into it. And I was like,
that's not a dance move. That's just like Friday night.
And I was like, what the fuck? And me and my buddy Tony that were there, it was just like, it was unbelievable. We couldn't stop laughing at these people, and we were a foot away from them, like laughing directly at them. And it was all kinds of insanity. I couldn't handle being around them. It was unbelievable.
Sorry, I wish I had more to say, but I'm very uncomfy.
No, I get it, man. I would be uncomfy too. Oh wait, I was, and oop. I was there.
Hold on.
I was all sorts of uncomfy.
Like, live your dreams, but like, ew.
Live your dreams, but not those ones.
Live your dreams as long as they don't, like, personally affect me.
Here's a question for you. How does it feel to be dating someone who's, like, super famous and a really big deal because of his podcast?
I knew you were going to say famous. Like, I almost cut you off to be like, just someone, like, really famous. But then you just said it.
No, I'm just curious from your perspective. I know you're an avid listener of the podcast, and now you're on it. I'm just curious what it's like to be dating someone who's like a super big deal. Just your thoughts on that, maybe. Just some comments.
I don't know. It's fine, I guess.
Here's the reason I know I'm a big deal. Here's the reason I know I'm a big deal. Here's the reason. Because the other day, and if he still listens to the show, which I'm not sure how much would have changed in the last week, but if he still listens, then he's going to hear this and have a good laugh, I hope. Shout out to Michael. So the other day I was with a buddy of mine, a couple of my buddies actually, and we were getting our drinks on, which is alcohol, for those of you who don't know what that means. And we were having some of that stuff, the alcohol, and I was talking about something, who knows, and Michael was like, oh, that reminds me of, never mind. And I was like, what's up, Michael? You want to tell a story? You're allowed. I love stories. And he's like, no, I just, I was going to tell you a story from a podcast, and then I realized it was a story that you told on your podcast, so you've already heard it. And I was like, what, Michael? No, come on.
Oh my gosh, stop.
Oh my gosh, tell me anyway. I want to hear you tell it. Just do it.
Just, like, do it.
fucking tell it.
Gross.
Yeah,
why
gross.
Do you do that? Why you gotta be like that?
Because we're both like that. That's why it works.
What?
We're both what? Like that. That's why it works. I said. Anyway, I thought it was pretty cool that somebody accidentally tried to tell me a story that they heard on a podcast, even though it was my story, my show.
It's pretty good.
So any additional thoughts on how I'm a super big deal, or like... Oh, man, I really hope it's coming across how much I'm joking about this.
I don't know. No.
Big nut!
Sorry, did you say big nut?
No. I said King Tut. He's my favorite one.
You said big nut.
Not King Tut. He's a good one. He's a good king. He's my favorite Tut, actually.
He's just like my favorite Tut.
There was Squire Tut and Friar Tut, and
those ones are twins.
And Queen Tut, but King Tut's where it's at. Fuck yeah, I have the shirts and everything, and the lunchbox and the
Can
action
I just
figures.
Say- Queen, why did you say Queen Tut? Like, I didn't know you could mess up Queen Latifah so bad.
Queen Latifah.
No, don't play her like that. Queen... She deserves so much more than this joke.
Queen Latut.
Queen Latifah deserves so much more than what
Queen
we're
Latifah
right
doesn't
now.
Deserve a bunch. She was in the movie Taxi with Jimmy Fallon. She's
excuse
doing
me.
Fine.
Excuse me. Have you seen Beauty Shop? That is a national treasure.
No, National Treasure is a national treasure. And it doesn't even have Queen Latifah in it, but could you imagine?
What if she was the national treasure? Like, at the end of the movie, like, he was like, I gotta steal the Declaration of Independence, but then actually, at the end, it was just Queen Latifah.
You know that the Declaration of Independence isn't the national treasure in National Treasure, right?
I have never seen it.
Oh, man, it's actually a pretty good movie. I mean, it's not, but, like, it's fun to watch.
So the Declaration of Independence, like, isn't the whole thing?
No, it's, like, one of the clues. We should maybe watch this movie if we're going to talk about it on a podcast.
I have so many other things to do.
Oh, shit, you're right.
Like,
you know,
not that.
Well, but one of the other things that we have to do that I could think of is I think we should maybe recommend some music.
Already?
Absolutely.
Wow, this went by, like, so fast.
Oh, my God, is it already things that are, time? It is already that time.
Things are moving pretty fast for me.
Oh, okay.
I just like think we need to take like a break from each other.
Oh, yeah, okay, good. Sounds good. Thank you.
Oh my God, thank God.
Okay. So ready to
Bye.
Move out. Bye. Headphones off. Microphone off. No more podcast. Freedom.
No more friends.
No more microphones. No more friends.
No more friends.
The show just
no
be called
No More Bikes.
The show will just be called with
No More Friends Named Mike. I'm very good at this.
Friends with Michael. Michael Raffones.
Party.
Party.
That's like the fourth Drag Race reference.
That's just the right amount of Drag Race references for all our fans who also watch Drag Race. Hey, what's up, Cooper?
Hi, Cooper.
So, Lex, have you heard any good music this week that you want to share with me and all the fine folks at home? I see that fucking shit-eating grin on your face because we had a conversation earlier that I'm now going to tell people. I got nervous that me and Alexa were going to bring the same artist this week, and she said, we're not. And I said, are you sure? I want to double check, but I also don't want you to spoil it. What genre is your artist? Or no, she asked me what genre my artist was, and I was like, pop funk kind of stuff. And she said, later I will tell you who mine is, and we will laugh and laugh that you ever thought our artists were in the same genre. So please, Alexa, after all this time, I'm ready for it. I'm here. I'm living the fucking dream. Who
Get
are you
ready
bringing to the table
to laugh, little boy? So we've made a lot of Drag Race references on this show today.
No.
It's only fitting that I would recommend my favorite drag queen, Trixie Mattel.
Oh, okay. Actually, no, that's very good.
Okay, now, but she doesn't make, like, the classic drag queen music that's just like, yes, yes, bitch, pussy, my pussy is on fire. That's, like,
that's
all they
super
ever say.
True, though.
And they're all, like, weird, like, dance techno shit with stuff that doesn't mean anything. They're like, dance, party, hell yeah. Trixie Mattel isn't like that. Hers is more of a country folksy kind of music, which I'm really, really super into.
Yeah.
She actually makes like legitimately good music. Like she's just a good singer songwriter and I'm very, very much into it. She has an EP on, I'm assuming it's on Spotify.
Yeah, it is.
Two Birds is her EP that's been released. It's so, so good. The lyrics are so beautiful and wonderful. And I'm so excited. She has another one coming out next week, I think, or 2 weeks from now.
2 weeks from now, yeah.
Called One Stone. Get it? Two birds, one stone. She's just, like, really clever. Oh, it's also where I got this voice from. That's, like, her whole thing. It's just like, oh, my God. So I guess I'll recommend a couple Trixie Mattel songs. I'll do two of them from Two Birds and another one. So from Two Birds, I would say to get, like, a full thing. I'm really into Mama Don't Make Me Put On the Dress Again.
Yeah.
It's a long title, but it's super good. It's a bit more upbeat. Well, I mean, the material isn't, but like the music is.
Yeah.
And then a slower one, I would say I Know You All Over Again is one of my favorites. It's so beautiful. But the whole thing is good. And it's only like six songs, so worth listening to.
It's
and
seven.
Then the other one. I want to recommend by Trixie Mattel is her newest single called Moving Parts, which debuted on Drag Race All Stars 3.
It's acoustic, right?
Yeah, it's... I don't know the instrument she uses. It's like a...
Oh, like a handheld.
It's kind of like a harp thing, but like...
We looked that up, and we found the answer to that, but we couldn't... I can't remember what it was.
We did?
At one point, I looked up what the instrument was, I think, but I can't remember what it is now.
Hmm. Anyway, she's wonderful. He's... She doesn't matter. I think he goes by.
Yeah,
both.
I mean, with drag,
super wonderful,
kinda...
and she's super funny. So like, if you like the music, and you like drag in general, you should look her up on YouTube and stuff because she's hilarious.
Absolutely,
and super talented. And I'm just super duper excited about this, and I hope you like it.
Okay, yeah, I am laughing at the fact that I thought we were going to bring the same
laugh
person.
And laugh and laugh and laugh.
We're all laughing, and I do get
ha-ha.
It.
I am never not laughing.
So here's the deal. Like I said, last night I went to a concert, and the reason I went to this concert last night was to see a band out of Montreal, good old Canadian pop funk boys. The band is called Busty and the Bass. Busty and the Bass is just an incredible, they're an 8-piece, like, rock, funk, pop, upbeat. They're so, so, so good. Mm. They are... I just don't even know how many good things I can say about them. I went saw them in concert last night, and so I'm especially just sort of on this high right now of just like, they are absolutely incredible. If you're looking for some good old fashioned, like the stuff that made them famous, you're going to want to go back to their album Glam and listen to The Real. Okay. The Real is one of my favorite tracks of all time. It's so good. But let's also focus on the fact that they released another full-length album in 2017 called Uncommon Good. Yes. This is really, really, really difficult to narrow down what options I should put on the list, but just because of what I'm kind of into right now, I'm going to go with if you want some kind of like smooth, soulful lyrics with a lot of meaning and like you're going to love what you hear, Things Change is great. If you want something funky that's going to blow your mind because of how just down and dirty it is, you know, want to listen to Free Shoes. And if you want to hear a good, like, rock ballad that's going to give you a whole shit ton of emotions from left to right, Common Ground is absolutely your best friend. And that is four, yeah. Please, please listen to these. They're so good. Listen to all these. And listen to all of, like... the stuff that we put on this playlist is growing into like, I'm obviously pretty biased because I add half the music to the playlist and I have people on the show, you and Darren, that I share a lot of common musical interests with.
Common
I will
ground.
Say kind of, oh, Common Ground. Absolutely. I will say,
can I, oh, sorry, you go.
No, it's okay. I was just going to say, I will say, like Trixie Mattel is like the farthest we've gone out of the realm of what I'm used to recommending, but I'm super into it being on this playlist because it's awesome music.
Yeah, I figured. I mean, like you said, I listened to the podcast and I was like, "What's something that I definitely like?" I mean, I'm a big fan of country music, but I didn't want to just recommend like the most country stuff that I have because I don't want to alienate people. But I'm like, how can I push the limits of like what I like and bring it into like what you've already been recommending? But anyway, yeah. I was gonna say, could I also recommend a Busty and the Bass song that you didn't mention?
Sure, why Spotify? Not? Yeah, why don't we recommend more?
I noticed you didn't mention one that we both really like is I Try.
Oh,
I think it's a living room session.
It's so, oh my gosh, like so good.
Yeah, it's
I can
cover.
Absolutely.
I don't remember. I don't remember the original. I know the original. I don't know who does it.
Shot in the Dark. It's Macy Gray, isn't it?
Oh, maybe. Anyway, you would.
It
know
totally
if
is
you
Macy
heard
Gray.
It.
Yeah, yeah. I Try is awesome, and it was their closer last night. Like it was their encore.
Oh, that's so fun! I wish I could go. I was just so busy and tired.
You'll get them next time. They're not going to stop anytime soon. Those guys are producing music like it's nobody's fucking business, and they're really coming up for a bunch of Canadian artists who started out relatively unknown. They've really skyrocketed the amount like. The velocity they're gaining in terms of their fame is kind of unreal. So I'm really excited to see where they go.
I'm excited.
I'm excited.
I love them. I'm just... sorry. It's also like... It's like after midnight, and I'm just like, yeah, no, just like
it is. It is 12:16 a.m. as fuck right now.
Just like 12:16, which like, AF,
which
like,
is why,
like big mood, me AF,
which is why I think that's gonna be all from us this week. So here from Friends with Microphones, my name is DJ.
I'm Roxy Andrews.
Oh, and
I'm Alexa. I'm sorry. I'll stop doing that bit from Drag Race.
Oh, good. I'm glad that you'll stop now, right as the episode ends.